This next meditation practice is a meditation practice around the theme of joy. And, you know, it's really fascinating to me in the Vipassana community that it seems as if joy is an indication for many people that they're not practicing properly. Some people have taken the Four Noble Truths so seriously that there's the thought that if they're not suffering, they're not practicing properly. And actually, it's not like that. And so, you know, I don't know quite what has happened to us that, you know, we've gotten twisted around the First Noble Truth and we forget that there's other truths, you know. But for some people, it's stressful, actually, to be able to bring attention to joy. So it's worthful experiencing that stress. That's a good kind of stress, to feel joy. So I thought we could start this meditation practice just with a little bit of mantra chanting, only because sometimes when we change our focus and allow things to be more of a devotional practice, then sometimes it just helps a little bit just to get a feeling for something that's light and lovely. So, I mean, any of these would do fine, but let's do number 4, Namo Shakyamuni Buddha. It's just very, it has a very lovely light. It's easy to do. It's easy to manage. Can somebody share? Does somebody have a mantra chanting they can share? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Got it. Good. Okay. So again, chanting, like with every other practice, is a practice that's, you know, is useful to cultivate the posture. It's useful to sit in a way where you can breathe. It's useful to make sure that your abdomen is not constricted. So if you need to unloosen or unsnap or something. And then it's also useful to make a sound. It's good to make a sound when you chant. So that requires opening your mouth and breathing and making a sound. Okay, so. Number 4, Namo Shakyamuni Buddha. And then just see what it feels like. Just see if you can chant from the whole of your body. Yeah? So just see if you can get the whole body on board with this. Namo Shakyamuni Buddha. 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 Namo
One of the ways that we can experience joy is through the breath. Really allowing the in-breath to be something that enlivens, awakens, stimulates, renews the whole of the body. When the tension settles and the mind is not distracted, the breath can be like a massage. And the joy is something that we experience through the whole body. Pleasure, joy, rapture. Just to have another breath. So allowing the whole of the breath to be full, allowing attention to be present with the breath as it is full, and allowing the breath to suffuse the whole body. Breathing in and breathing out. So the image of working with joy or working with rapture and pity in this situation would be like massaging water into a ball of chunam powder to make sure that the water is evenly moistened through the powder. And so we're wanting to work with the breath, and so that experience of uplift, of joy, suffuses the whole of the body. It leaves nothing out. Allowing the breath to suffuse the whole body and feeling the uplift with the in-breath. Allowing that uplift to be massaged through the tissues and the structures. So the mind begins to uplift. as we have some capacity in our own body to experience joy, to sustain joy, to know the feeling of joy, then that also is a basis that allows us to celebrate and to experience the joy for others. So mudita is the third Brahmavihara, and it's sympathetic joy. It's the joy of others' joy. So as we are sitting here with the breath and experiencing the fullness of breathing in and breathing out and allowing the body to feel the goodness that comes from breathing in this way, we can also turn our attention and contemplate the joy of other people's joy. We can contemplate the good fortune of all of us here. We can contemplate the successes of our friends and family that we know. In the same way, we allow the breath to invigorate and enliven and enrich and massage, we can allow the contemplation of other people's joy to be something that is like a wave of goodness that flows through. You can feel joy in somebody else's success. Somebody else's accomplishment, somebody else's praise. Feel joy in somebody else's insight, in somebody else's understanding. You can see that this ability to feel joy in other people's joy is linked to our own capacity to feel joy in ourselves. And so sometimes what is needed is just to come back to simple practices of breathing, of sustaining the ability to allow joy. Feel it, to know it. And of course, there is the rich arena of letting go of our own need for praise and for success, and allowing ourselves to just experience the joy in somebody else's. The need or the wish or the want, the longing for. We can see those feelings arise for what they are, and rather than invest in them or believe them or follow them, we can allow our attention to rest in the joy of somebody else's joy. So we can just imagine what it might be like when you're looking for a parking spot and might be a little bit pressured because you've got an appointment. And somebody somehow slips in and gets it. And rather than going into the automatic frustration response, our systems can begin to feel, well, good for you. Isn't that great? You got the good parking spot. It's a different way of responding to situations that we can learn to cultivate. So Buddhist practice is not the same as affirmation. It's not taking a wish or a hope to be something and superimposing that on top of what is. It's the ability to get a direct feeling for a particular quality and expanding the ability to sustain that. But we don't use mudita in order to deny what else is happening. We use it as a way of directing attention so that we can choose something else. Wherever your own contemplations have been, just come back for the last minute or two to just feeling the joy of breathing in and breathing out. Seeing if it's possible to connect with the inspiration and the uplift that comes from breathing in and allowing that uplift to spread throughout the whole of the physical body and allowing the mind, the mental qualities to brighten as well.